Chapter 11.
Do something! Please! Do something!
Clay was screaming. Luke lowered his shoulder to the glass and struggled to stop it from moving. But he wasn't strong enough. The walls kept sliding in on him. I backed up, my hands raised like a shield. Closer. Closer. The glass walls moved slowly, silently. I backed up until my back hit the wall behind me. There was nowhere to go.
Do something! Somebody! Do something!
Clay's terrified screams rang in my ears.
The glass! It's squeezing me!
Luke shrieked.
Lizzie!
I can't move! I shouted to him. The panes of glass began to press in on me from all sides. Above and below, too. I suddenly pictured one of those crushed cars. You know, the cars that are crunched into a perfect square in those big compactor machines. My entire body shuddered as I realized I was going to be crushed into a perfect square, too. Ow! I cried out as the glass pressed down on me. Somebody, help! I tried to scream, but my voice came out a muffled yelp. It was getting hard to breathe. The glass panes moved in. Tighter! Tighter! I gasped for air. I tried to push with all my might against the glass, but it was no use. I was being crushed into a human square.